9th Street.
I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing. Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. And today is Monday, Creation Lightship Healing Program on BBS Radio, and it's the first Monday of the year. So this is 2011, and it's the third. So let's, I guess we'll do emotional clearing like we normally do. So we'll go back maybe from, let's go back from Friday to now. So if you have any situations over the weekend, being the first, that'll cover that. So let's go to Friday, taking away some energy there. Think of a situation. So Friday cleared. So I'll just go down the chakras like I normally do on the online healing. So here we go. So Friday, 6th chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, 1st chakra cleared. Next is Saturday, 6th chakra cleared. 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, 1st chakra cleared. And Sunday, 6th chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, and 1st chakra cleared. And today, 6th chakra cleared, 5th chakra cleared, 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. Okay, let's do let's just do a clearing for maybe negativity. So we have this new page on the website, and let's see here. Let me just kind of go to it here. It's about mainly it's the Antichrist energy, which is everything against the light, and some people like to live there. And so what we call that is people that are maybe mean and angry. Let's see here. We got human, animal, darkness to light. So that clearing is for negative stuff, negative people or animals that are mean, evil, negative, dark, rude, aggressive, violent, etc. So you can put their name in, and you can also, you know, if you wish, you know, put your own name in there too. Naturally, everybody has different emotions sometimes as this darkness attaches to them. So that clearing is to get rid of energies that maybe are not conducive to the source energy of peace. So let's do a clearing here for that. So we'll do that today for everybody. This will be a sample of this. And this is actually a free clearing online to help people out. And if you happen to put somebody's name in there and you do feel a reaction to it, it could be very possible that they're doing maybe spells and hexes on you, too. So if you do feel a lot of energy there, you may want to go into the mind control dark side practitioner clearing to get rid of that off of you also, because this clearing does not go that deep, but it will just take away some of that energy that you're being affected by. But remember, these darkness energy pools are what these practitioners tap into. And there's many of them, and also many practitioners, out there doing this stuff too. That's how they keep their clients a lot of times, is to keep bombarding them with negativity, so you have to keep coming back. So this is one way you can help to get rid of it. So if you do put somebody's name in, maybe you do it a couple of times, and you go, wow, this person has some energy, my body's feeling some kind of relief because they're giving me a psychic whammy, then you know that you want to get into the dark side practitioner clearing. So here we go. Let's do a sample here. So again, if you want, think of maybe your own name or somebody else's name. In fact, we'll do it twice. This is for you. So think of your own name. And here we go. So I'll count to 10 to release some negativity from you. So 1, oh man, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now think of a person that maybe could be one of your people that you work with at work. Could be maybe your spouse. Could be somebody in a relationship with you. Could be somebody that you see every day going to work that you don't like or they don't like you. So just think of that name. Here we go. So 1, oh, a bigger yawn this time, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So remember, when the person sends you negativity, how are you dealing with that negativity? Okay? Does it come off and come up into you as you see people around you, and all of a sudden maybe one of your buttons get pushed, and you start sending that person the negativity from the transmission of another person? So it comes from them to you, and then you project it out into somebody else. So it keeps going, has a life of its own. And that's probably why people all of a sudden out of nowhere get upset with something that normally would not upset them because they've been dumped on too much. So let's do another clearing here. Let's do a clearing we'll just bring in some peace energy. Let's do that here. So this is source energy, which is peace. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And maybe down about an inch and a half on your scroll bar there. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, some more peace energy. And the light beam should be getting activated now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and then also we have on the website Alien Life Forms, and that's the clearing above that. It's free also. And this is the alien life forms that come inside of people, and you want to get that out of you, which we call the darkness to light. Because they come into you because they probably like coming into you. And they want to maybe come into the light, or they like using your body. And this is all against your free will. So let's do that clearing here, darkness to light. And then we'll do peace energy again. So here we go. This will bring out the alien critters. They can go and, get a new body, we'll say, of light versus a body of darkness, and have a spirit put into their body. This is what this enables them to do. And this will be happening to also these beings, if they wish to, at ascension time. So here we go. 1, 2, might feel things leave you. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. In fact, we'll bring in peace again. Then we'll bring in Annika. So here's peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So Annika, you out there in cyberspace someplace?
I'm out here someplace, yes. Thank you. And thank you for doing all that, bringing us, to all those clearings and all the samples that we got there to begin with the show. So thank you and welcome everyone to Creation Lightship. And Ron is the Creation Lightship host here on planet Earth. So we had just a fantastic call on Saturday, and I just want to mention myself that I was absentee. I was not able to listen, And I had like the biggest buzz from the call. It really, really helped me. I've had a lot of energy and I've been feeling really good. So I wanted to mention what a great call that was. It was really about bringing in the energies and sample them for the year, and must have been good. So just wanted to mention my own experience, and I see some other people were mentioning that they had a really good buzz from that too. I saw Mike had that kind of surge, and Anna was feeling really great too, so thank you for commenting. And one of the first questions I see here is from Ed in Austria, and it's wonderful to have somebody over in Europe beyond too, so thank you for joining us in the middle of the night there. So he is asking, is there any clearing to restore memories that have been erased that were between lives? And maybe we can talk about, you know, would there be a benefit to have that, Ron?
Okay. First of all, where they're stored, these lives are also in your, boy, they're not, okay, we have two different ways of looking at this here, okay. So the question is to bring back memories from maybe a past life. That's when your spirit was in a body. So we'll just talk about this one. So what the dark side does, since the other side is not of light, it's the false light, the light of the darkness. This energy is what erases all of your previous situations, thoughts, lifetime events, because they don't want you to bring it back here in your spirit. So your spirit's been here for a long time, and it has a lot of experience being here, but it wants to make all that information unavailable to you and also to your spirit, because your spirit has to come in basically fully empowered as much as it can be from when it first came here. So it does carry light energy. So it doesn't necessarily want to have it come in here with judgment. The dark side takes away those experiences. So it'll make you think that each lifetime is sort of like the first time here. And that's the way it really should be. So you're not going to have that information available to you, because they don't want to have you come in here with less light energy, because otherwise it'd be all in judgment. And then they're going to bring in a spirit that's very dark in here, full of judgment, and they don't get any benefit out of that. Remember, they live off of your emotional energy, and that emotional energy is powered by the light from your spirit. So your spirit gives those bodies life, and the light energy, if you want to call it that, is what's living in them. So they want to take all that light energy through the traumas, and that's the gasoline for, we'll say, these bodies to work, and also to radiate and transmit the energies of judgment back to the aliens that live off of that judgment energy. So they don't necessarily want you to have that energy here, because it will dilute your spirit, and in doing so, they will not have the benefit of having your spirit come into the body each time. Now, naturally, there are people who do have that remembrance of a few lives sometimes, and that's because it's probably by accident. It's probably a bleed-through, or wasn't taken care of enough by the darkness. So you came in, maybe you came in too soon. Maybe you came in with that imprinting still being put into you without having it erased. So this is why people have what's known as a past life review. So if people think that the light of the darkness is light, what they do then is they talk about, well, the reason why you're here in the reincarnation process is because you need to learn something. And naturally, they can point out different events from past lives that they can possibly read, maybe through the body. Remember, your body gives you the journey here. Without a body, you don't have a journey. So you have to have some kind of life form to have that in. So what's stored inside of your physical body? It's the journey for this lifetime to release the negativity out of it. So remember, each lifetime, the body gets set up more and more with the previous ancestral energies imprinted on it. So it's really, you know, hard to not deal with that, because your body has it stored inside of it. And because it's got that energy of negativity, of judgment from your parents and your grandparents going back for how long, you know, it's been, then, you know, you're set up from day one, and the dark side knows that. So they want to give you a nice, clean spirit to bring forth your energy to get rid of this out of your body. Because your body will kill itself to get well. That's how much it's devoted to life for. So it'll keep working and working and working to clear itself out. And the darkness loves that because it gave you all this negative stuff. So to the New Age movement, what they talk about is you're here to have your spirit grow and to learn, like it was really dumb and stupid. And now it has this lifetime to become self-empowered, enlightened, and to leave here. Well, that's just, you know, one of the things that people talk about, which is not true. And, you know, your spirit knows everything, but it doesn't know how to leave here. That's the main thing. It doesn't have that connection. This is why the light ship comes once every 2,000 years to bring forth the energy for people who understand that, yeah, there's a way to get out of here. And we're so lucky now that we have the internet because the whole world could hear this program. It's very good. Where before in Jesus' time, he had to go, you know, on foot, walking around or by locating, we'll say, either way, and to meet and greet different people and try to talk about ascension. Now we have the internet. So everybody that does have the internet is able to, except the countries that don't allow it, but everybody's still available and, you know, to listen to this program and to find out what ascension really is. So the light ship is here, and it's here until the ascension time. And that's basically it. It's here to help people who are willing to move forward, to want to get off the planet, and that includes your spirit, and it also includes the physical body. So there's two ways to look at ascension. There's the physical body, and there's the physical body with the spirit. So that's the two ascension ways to leave here. But mainly you want to get your spirit out of here because you don't want to come back here any longer. But then your poor physical body's been here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and it would like to leave too genetically. So, you know, it's they're both very important. So I guess back to you, Annika.
Okay, so yeah, I it's very interesting how that goes around a lot with, you know, you come back, you try to learn while you're here, you clear karma, and you die. You learn that life is hard and you die, and then you come back, and you go through the same process over and over and over again, and really it seems like all we learn is that there's difficulties and then we die and then we have to come back again. So, you know, it's very interesting, that kind of belief, and I wonder if maybe it helps some people to think that this is a school, but, you know, it's really just a very temporary solution to think that way, is my point of view in that way, and because it, you know, if we don't ever get out of it, so to speak. So anyway, just wanted to mention about ascension because I know you spoke about ascension, and I think it's always a question that comes up, and if we can possibly, is there a way we can predict anything in the future? And I also saw that Anna actually had the question about, do we know possibly when the ascension is going to be?
Yeah, the light only works in the now, so the dark side ascension is going to be what everybody knows about, something happening in 2012. And that, I think, is December 22nd. You know, so that's why we have it on the website, to clear that information and that energy out of you so you don't get taken sideways. So that's it. That's the ascension date of the dark side, and everybody will be talking about it. And I'm sure most people that are aware of that date, it'll be becoming, you know, more known, probably even on, you know, the regular TV channels, news programs, you know, as it approaches that. And that's where the dark side is choosing a real slick way to get rid of people off of this planet. And then that's probably the day after, that's when you're going to be seeing lots of clones. So that's kind of my input on that. But we do have a clearing to help people so they don't go sideways during that. Because just by having the information, it's going to, in a sense, connect to you some way, so you do have a way to be kind of tagged. So it's best to probably get that clearing. And also do the spirit barcode. The spirit barcode will definitely keep your spirit from going. And the other one also could also help you with getting the information out of the mind energy. And so with the abduction one. So they're kind of similar, but they're not. The spirit abduction barcodes for your body. Now, are they going to want to abduct your body in 2012? Well, they're doing that anyway. Remember, that's why we have timeline crashings. But they may want to take you some way, somehow, with spirit and or body or both, you know, in the 2012 ascension. So is it going to be in 2012? Don't know. Could be tomorrow. Could be after that, anytime. Remember, the light does not, you know, live in time. So everything works in the moment. So when you get out of the time-based reality and you realize that the light only works in the present moment, in the now, and there's no time in there now, okay, where on the time-based reality, you do have a point where there is a now period, but it's not the same as the true now. So the real now has no time associated with it, where the zero point, we'll call it, energy, does have the energy of time on both sides of it, you know, which is your past and your future. So, yeah, there's no way to know when ascension is going to be. The light ship will do that when it chooses to. So back
okay.
to you, Annika.
Yeah, so just even though this is not totally in order here, but I see Marie is asking, she says she has her birthday tomorrow and was wondering if we could go to the light ship. I don't know if you're up for that today, Ron.
Yeah, we could do that. So we'll go to the light ship for people since this is the first part of the month here. This will only work for the people who are listening live right now. And this will be a just a quick trip to the light ship to have a little birthday party. So here we go. Have some birthday cake. So going up, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go again. We're going into the food court. We can select our type of birthday cake or pie or dessert, whatever you wish to call it. The size are small. The portions are about the size of a pencil eraser. On the end of a pencil, that is. And your free choice. I always like to get their German chocolate cake with some maybe hot fudge on it or something and ice cream. So that satisfies me a lot. You can get seconds and thirds if you wish. So here we go. We're in the food court now. And they have all different types of cakes and pies. You can get like strawberry or you can get some type of maybe berry pie, kind of equivalent to what we have here. Different types of cakes, carrot cake, for instance. They have all different types. They even have one up there that's made out of cactus. So your choice. And we'll have the light being choir come. And they'll sing us now happy birthday. And so we're enjoying that now. We're having the cake in our mouth. You might feel your saliva changing. And we'll just give everybody about 15 seconds of silence to enjoy their cake. Okay, so let's have seconds now, or thirds, everybody. Another 10 seconds of silence, and you can get something else if you wish. And there's also some a fluid to drink, too, there if you wish to have some of their special juices. Okay, everybody, we'll turn it back over to Annika, and we're coming back now from the light ship.
Oh, Okay. Yeah. So thank you so much. It's so nice to go to the light ship. And happy birthday for Marie. I hope you're having a wonderful birthday tomorrow. And she's asking about one particular clearing that just because we have her on the call today, and I know she's doing this clearing, and it's a very, very good clearing to have done for all of you. If you feel tired from any of the other things that Ron is helping to clear on the calls and that sort of thing, it's fantastic to do the crown chakra alien cording disconnection. And there's a lot to it. It has seven parts to begin with, which is the seven chakras, and it does include, you know, obviously the crown chakra. So it's to remove the cords of that. But there's no specific introduction to that clearing. It doesn't really describe the clearing, because after that part, you can go into different parts of your body. So feet, hands, face, eyes, ears, nose, that sort of thing. And it goes through a lot on that clearing. It's actually incredible. Also includes body energy, shrink wrap, and entity removal, spirit retrieval, and spirit integration. So, Ron, her question is, how long should it take? And do I do steps 1 through 7 separately by themselves? And do you have any input without possible? I don't know if you have it in front of you now, but I mean, I can say how I did it.
Yeah, go ahead. That'd be great.
Okay, so I did the different parts first. You know, obviously I went through it in order, basically, just so that I know I had done all of it. So I did, you know, crown chakra, top of head, and then I did chakra 6, third eye, which is the third eye, a brow chakra. And I did front side and back side on that. And then I went on. And if I, you know, couldn't stay with it, I would always go and do the spirit retrieval and spirit integration, which is in the last part, you know, like if I had to go away from it. I did all of that, but I did not do, I don't think I ever got to doing all of the part two, but did a little bit of part two is what I remember doing. So it worked very, very well for me. And have a great, great feeling from it. So, but let's see, I might have missed some other of her. Should steps 8 through 28 be done at once? So I did not. So that's part two on it, and that includes the whole body, the different sides, front sides and back sides and that sort of thing of the body, and you can also do a custom input. What would you add, Ron?
Boy, I would just do the complete chakra clearing. I know the crown chakra gets rid of those octopus energies from connecting to you inside your body, and the main ones are the jellyfish on top of your head. So what it does, when you have your chakras open, okay, I went to an event, probably 4 years ago or so. It was in California here in Santa Clara, I think it was, or San Jose. And it was a Harmony Festival. And a person was there, and he gave him like a stone to hold on to or something. He's across from us, you know, our booth. And he had his dowsing rods out, his L rods. And when they first came up to him and he was trying to show them how he can expand their chakras out, he would check them out. And naturally, most people are, say, 3 feet away. If you're a dowser, you know that's pretty common, maybe 3 to 5 feet. And then he'd have them hold something, and it would go out probably like almost a booth and a half. So I'll just say it'd go out maybe a dozen feet, maybe to maybe 20 feet or something. So I was watching him do this, and I go, boy, everybody's going to be watching or walking throughout people's chakra energies, you know, getting slimed by everybody else's emotional energies. So you don't want to have your chakras open to other people. You want that energy to be inside of yourself. You don't want to leak out energy out of you. So this clearing helps to get that energy contained in you. Now, the crown chakra is how the aliens attach to you through the different energies. So it's kind of like when you leave your crown chakra open, It's like having a water, you know, sprinkling out of the top of your head, and they can come in through that energy. So when you close off your crown chakra, automatically they cannot typically come in as easily, and you feel more contained in yourself. It's just a wonderful clearing, and I would do the unlimited on that one so you can keep yourself clean and clear of other people's energies. Because once you start walking in somebody's chakra energies, you're going to be picking up their slime, their emotional stuff, and that's not good to do. So that's why we put it up on the website so you can become self-contained and just do as much as you can so that your, you know, your energy is right next to your body. You don't want to leak out any chakra energy out of you. That's your own life force that your spirit gives your body to stay alive. And your body uses, you know, and also has its own energy source, but mainly the spirit helps it. But the body without a spirit will still have chakra energy in it, but not as much. So if you close your chakras down, you can actually stop a pendulum from turning. Or if you go out of your body completely, it won't turn either over your chakras. But that's mainly life force energy for your body. And you want to get that cleared out to give yourself some protection. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Marie is saying, oh my gosh, I was so excited to have a party with you all. So thank you for partying with us. So we all had a great time together. And Ed in Austria was kind of going back to his question earlier, and I'm not the way I read the question before was clearing to restore memories erased between lives. And then he says, not the past physical lives, clearing to restore the spirit memories. And all I can say, if we didn't, I don't know if we went into that part, and maybe you want to add, Ron, but I have to say that all my memories have gotten so much stronger and clearer as per every clearing that I do. So I notice I can remember more and more. So maybe, I don't know if you went into any of that, Ron. Is there any more to add?
Well, the current, the past ones you don't really want to know about. Because it's not necessary to know about what your other lifetimes were about, although you may have glimpses of stuff like that. The main thing is if you get an emotional clearing for this lifetime, then it will clean out your body of what typically has come up in this lifetime. It's not 100% clearing, but it gets rid of almost all of your stuff. And that stuff is what you want to get rid of so that you're not recycling it over and over again. So that's the main reason why you want to do an emotional clearing.
Okay, so briefly here, just about Bruno Gröning, who also was asked about, and I know it's a long story, but the dark side was transferring energy to him, and he said that he was awakened in 1949. And, you know, how you worked on that energy in October. So maybe you want to mention some, just because it came up on the fast chat here.
Yeah, what happened was when I was born, basically, the light chip sent down energy for me, and somehow they maybe cloned the energy or took it sideways and they gave it to him. So that's what actually I've been looking at this for the last probably 3 or 4 months here since I've been back from New York here, trying to figure out what it is. So when I went back there, I energized a photo to bring in a light energy into that. So it wasn't the light of the darkness energies. So that's kind of the story, what I see just in a nutshell before that. So I'll be regaining more of the energy back to myself here when I choose to untangle this energy that was supposed to be mine that was given to him. Just a long story. I could probably talk about it for about maybe an hour, but that's what I have investigated so far, working with this energy and looking at it. So I guess that's probably it. Back to you.
Yeah. Okay, so Tina was asking, what's the difference between alien life form removal versus alien attacks?
Okay, the life forms normally come into you to possibly come into the light. Okay, and these life forms could be like shapeshifters. They could be maybe shadow bodies, but mainly shapeshifters. So these are actual life forms that could be physical you know, if you could see them. And these energies sometimes want to come into the light. And so by having the darkness to light clearing, you can get them out of you. They're kind of like entities in a way, but they're from the alien worlds, okay, versus being like an entity here that's a ghost. And so this is what, you know, you're looking at is to get rid of these alien life forms out of you. Can it work with, like, the octopus energies and things? Yeah, it probably could, but it's mainly a life form that would be more physical to us that know how to work with our bodies, where the other ones just come in to take energy. So the parasitic life forms take energy from us, where the other ones kind of live with us, like in the back seat. And this is what happens, and they can show themselves to us. So the darkness to light clearing is what is used for that. And that's for the life forms. Where the other one, for mean people, for humans, it's a very similar clearing, but and it can take out stuff that would be inside of somebody that could be a dark energy. Remember, all energy, once it's created, manifested, okay, it'll be manifested from source energy, and then it can take on a form, because all energy needs to have some kind of form in order to live, or you could say it needs to be in some kind of space. This is why we do this, the new space time clearing, to get rid of the space that you are in and that you are occupying to bring it back here, because you do have to have a space to be manifested in. So that clearing does that. I hope I answered that question okay, and I'm going in a couple of different directions here. But the clearing that deals with the alien life forms is a life form that is living inside of your body. And a lot of times they may come to you because they see the light in you, thinking that you are source energy, because your spirit is connected to that source energy. And it may be very bright in some people. So it will come into you, and you may think that you're being attacked physically by an alien thing, okay? And it could actually do that too later on, but it initially probably comes to you because it wants to come in to go to the light, hopefully. And this is the way you can get it out of you, because that's what it's seeking. So I see Ed here says, clearing to restore spirit memories or erase spirit identities. Okay, a clearing to restore your, okay, you don't want to restore your spirit memories. There's no reason for that, because the memories will be in judgment. And then you bring in your spirit down into a really low vibration, because memories would have an emotional situation with it. Remember, each time you go into a planet of light, when you're not here, you don't have any recall from the past one, because it's just strictly an experience. So you don't want to bring forth an experience of anything into your next incarnation. So you're just experiencing in the now. This is a difference, because the now is where you want to live to have an experience. And then after that experience is done, then you move on. So I hope I answered that question okay. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Gail was asking if there's anything we can do, a clearing sample for weight loss. And Ed in San Francisco was asking if there's anything you can do for interrupted sleep.
Boy.
I know there's a lot of clearings we can do for them, but yeah. Is there something you would want to suggest, Ron?
Yeah. Well, weight's going to be typically entities, okay? Not always, but typically entities if you're overweight, because the entities want you to eat something, maybe more than you really need, okay? Or some other type of food that you really don't want to have, but you're forced to have it. And entities give you addiction. So I can do an entity clearing. So we'll do that for an addiction. And this addiction for people who would like that would be for food, maybe junk food or something. So you need to specify what you'd like this clearing for, because it's up to you to do that. You might have an addiction for jogging. Maybe you got a bunch of dead emotional bodies in you that love to jog, and you wonder why you have to jog 2 hours a day. Okay. maybe on concrete versus grass or asphalt, where it's really hurting your body. Remember, the entities don't care how they hurt you or what they do to you. All they want to have is that experience. So they're here to experience because they haven't been released. They want to get the emotions out of that situation because they're an emotional body. So it's up to you to decide which one you want here. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, that's kind of heavy there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so with the NATO bark, the NATO clearing, Chili is asking, when you do it, do you do the second part for each barcode? I think she's meaning the part where you go from left to right first, and then you go from right to left. But Chili, please put it in there if I'm not really catching what you mean with that. So what would you say, Ron?
Yeah, I think it does it automatically, going from one to the other. So
yeah, you click again usually, I think.
Yeah, and it's best to, put in different names, too, that you went by. If you've been married, put in that name. Do your birth name. Do nicknames. Even people may have a slang name for you. Put that in. And also, you know, put in maybe your phone number, your address, because all these are tracking, I can't use the word devices. That's not the right word to use, but it's the way that you can be tracked by the darkness because you have a particular number on you or name that is used to identify you.
Okay. So you basically do the second part for each barcode is, you know, I mean, that's what I've always done.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh. So mm-hmm. We have one here for, we'll do a clearing for trauma. So let's do that here. That one just popped up. So before we get off here on answering questions, we'll do a trauma release here. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so back to you, Annika.
Okay, so there was one question about Sai Baba. How about Sai Baba energy? Did Creation Lightship look into that yet?
Boy, let's see here. So what was the question?
It just says, how about Sai Baba energy? CLS look into it yet?
Right now, this second, I'd say no.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
And that person is also asking about mass termination of aliens, and I don't think that's exactly right, but what What is Creation Lightship cleaning up, and what's going on there with the aliens? In your words, Ron.
Well, anything that is against the free will here, that comes in with an energy of either physical body control or mind control, is alien energies to the light. And these energies should not be here. And this is why ascension time comes every 2,000 years to clean these energies out. So it's like mass termination, I guess, something like that. So that's what happens, in a sense, is when ascension time comes, there's no more universe of light. The light ship turns off its energy, its frequency, its transmissions to everything that it created, collects it back. And then there's a void, which you could call darkness, because out of that darkness, out of the void, when it comes on again, when the light ship decides to put creation energy back into existence, then out of the darkness, out of the void, comes light again. So it's not that light was created out of the darkness, out of the alien realms of the dark side universes. There's just nothing in the place where the light was. Remember, the darkness is like a leech, and it needs to have a life form to leech off of. So if there's no life forms, then it can't get any energy. It goes back home to where it needs, where it should be all the time. And that's how it works. So just the words you say, this is why the light never channels, okay? Because just in those words that I got through mentioning here, out of the darkness came the light, most people would think that the darkness is very negative, very bad, and out of that comes the light. No, it's a void. There's no more energy there whatsoever. There's no manifestation of life forms in that dark energy. And the light just recreates in that same space. So you can see why the light doesn't do any channeling, because it can be really switched into something else completely. So this is why when you hear people channeling different energies of the light, you know that they can't be channeling light, because the light does not judge. And this is a really good example of that, just by the way I described it here, and how you can take it two different ways. And that's why the light never channels. It's always in you, and it's up to you to refine it over again, because this is why you just need one book, one page, go within. So hopefully that's helped people. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so there's two questions that maybe we have time to bring up, and one of them is, how often do you need to continue clearings? How often would you want to go back and redo them? It's kind of what I'm guessing Gail is asking.
Well, it depends what clearing you had. What I would suggest, which I tell people, is get the unlimited emotional clearing. That's probably the most important clearing on the website. And you want to keep your emotions cleaned out so that you can become more centered, more still, and be in the now. What takes you out of the now is emotions. So when you do an emotional clearing, then that energy which came up or got imprinted on you, it's like somebody walking through your auric field, you're picking up their emotions. You're going to be dealing with that energy sometime, because it will stick to you. So do the unlimited emotional clearing. Do that all the time. Do it 2-3 times a day if you can get it on a computer. It only takes you probably 15 seconds to do once you get into the web page there, and just clean out the day each day, or do it once a week. And that way it helps you stay in the present moment. It takes away that stuff. So how often do you do a clearing? Most clearings, if you do a clearing, it's done up to the time that you have started that clearing. Okay, so that's what Jesus talked about, you know, that when you have a clearing, when he was clearing people of their sins, he was going back from that time. That's what they talk about anyway. He was clearing out their genetics. So he's clearing out the genetics from the past on their emotions to get rid of the trauma that they had experienced so that they could now live in the present moment. That's what he was doing. It didn't work into the future. It didn't work into the people's children or the people's children's children. It didn't go past into the current new age back then, which would be, you know, from the zero, we'll say, up to where we are now. Those healings never worked on anybody. It only was from the past, going from when he was there physically, going back to the past in their lifetime. This is what we do now, the same exact thing, just as some of the words are a little different. But it's the same basic clearing. It's to clear you out, get the energy out of your body so that you can live more in the present moment. Otherwise, you're living in emotions. When you live in emotions, then you start bringing in more darkness because you're in judgment, and the judgment holds the darkness. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, thank you. And another one of the more newer that we've been working on is a lot of the timeline crashings, and I saw Neat was asking, everyone's space clearing going okay, and she's a little, he or she is a little bit apprehensive about that one, and that's the space-time crashing. So those two are fairly new. Timelines have been crashed by Creation Lightship and Ron for quite a while, but for us to do them, and then the latest one is the space-time crashings. And being a little apprehensive might be, could possibly be a little healthy, right, Ron? Because you don't want to just go ahead and not know what you're doing on that. So maybe we can go through that again so that everybody knows.
Yeah, after you do your timeline crash, then you do your space, clearing, the space timeline. So don't confuse a space clearing, which is physical space that you live in, versus the space time clearing. Two different complete healings, okay? So when you do the space time crash, that gets rid of the space that you have occupied on a timeline. So just think of you being on a timeline in a bubble, okay? So just think of a bubble out there. Or just think of you as a ball. You're a ball on a timeline. The timeline gets removed. Where does that ball go? Okay? It can go back to other timelines, and eventually you come back here at some point. Well, what this clearing does, it allows the light shift to get your ball and bring it back to you, you know, here on this planet, so you're not abducted. Can you be out there in a ball floating around, you know, 30 years ago? Of course. You can be out there. I mean, you know, timelines, you know, do crash off and on anyway, as maybe two aliens have a war, right, and one alien race gets terminated, then the energy goes off that timeline. Everything on that timeline can just be floating out there in the cosmos, okay? So this helps you come back here. So
yeah.
Being apprehensive, well, it's happening anyway to you, your whole life, you know, throughout the history of the Earth here, where the aliens have put you onto parallel lives, astral projection, everything else that people do where you're not here, that's going into timelines. That's just like remote viewing. That's going into timelines, looking into other timelines that could be a possibility here on the Earth, right? What else is remote viewing? They're viewing in the distant or from the past. Well, the past is going to be probably pretty accurate as long as you're on the timeline that you're living now. Now, if you viewed in the past on a timeline, maybe there was no World War II here if you're in a different timeline. You know, but we're associated with it because it's ingrained in us. You know, maybe the towers never fell on a given timeline in the past. So you could view that right now and look on a different timeline, and the towers are still standing. And there's no, you know, stock market crash that happened, you know, a year and a half ago or so, right? Maybe that never happened on another timeline. But as you're looking at the reality that we have here, then as you're on that same connected timeline that we live on here, then those events happen. Now, when you go into the future, what are you looking at? Are you looking at this timeline or some other timeline? So remember, they're all in existence, and there could be thousands of them. This is why you want to do the timeline crashing and also get yourself off of the timelines. And that's the reason why it's on there. And, yes, the space-time crash is a very, very powerful healing because you're being brought back here, and it's very intense. Remember, you're out there in the beyondo with all the cellular memory. Remember, your body's physical out there. You're out there just like you are here, and you went through a horrible experience, and this is what is getting healed in you as you come back, but you will probably experience part of that. And this gets imprinted into your cellular memory. So, yeah, it is a very interesting clearing, and this is why people feel a little different and feel the intensity, because it is, you know, a clearing that is very beneficial. They both are. Timeline crashing and the space-time crash. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and Ed is asking clearing for interrupted sleep, and that might actually be good to put on the timeline. I have myself, and I have had really good good results from that, but obviously there can be some other clearings for that. So is there anything else you want to mention for Ed from San Francisco?
I would do the timeline crash for that, you know.
Yeah.
Because you're not sleeping, you know, figure out what you're going through on that. Remember, everything stems from an emotional problem that you're dealing with, okay? And so look at it, and remember, because the emotional problem causes the physical. So just attempting to do a physical condition doesn't go deep enough, far enough back to go into the emotions, because the emotion caused the problems. You want to get rid of the emotions first. This is why, you know, we specify doing the emotions. And that's what I would recommend doing. Get into the emotions of why you're not sleeping, okay? And, you know, from there, you know, it could even be you're being abducted at, you know, 3:30 in the morning or something, you know? And you're being awakened, so you're not sleeping. You wake up and you go, uh-oh, what's going to happen next to you? But you don't know that yourself consciously. All you know is that your body now is on full alert and you're not sleeping. And you're trying to make it go to sleep, and it's going, hey, you know, get a clue. I know more than you do. You're working with the mind. I'm the body. I don't want to be abducted by aliens. So you may want to go into that alien attack page and get in there and put the light beam up for 8 hours. So that's kind of how I would probably look at that. So back to you, Annika. Looks like our time is kind of...
Yeah, we're coming up to the end, but Gail just... Getting her in there in the end there. She's traveling around a lot this year. Any clearing she should be doing, and we did mention the other clearing, which is not a space crashing, but the space clearing maybe.
Yeah, you can't do a space clearing. That's where you're going to be residing, okay, where you're living physically. So you may want to clean out your spaces. Maybe you're going to hotel, or maybe different locations. Yeah, you want to clean out that area where you're living in. So just think if you went to a place and they said how wonderful it was and people are doing, you know, demonic things there or, you know, black magic or whatever. You know, you don't want to wind up there and being caught in the energy, so clear the space out. Do the space clearing.
Okay, so thank you, Ron. We're going to get off here. I don't know if we can bring up the light being and have some peace energy come in after all that.
So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so get ready for my conference call coming up in a half an hour here. And our next BBS program is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific. So blessings to everybody, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.